Hello there, it is Sean Klitzner, and you're listening to the very first episode of Guess Who I Met, a podcast of the true stories of celebrity encounters I've had. Tonight, we talk about the run-in I had with Matthew Perry. The great Matthew Perry. I had a run-in with him. It sounds terrible, but it's a story that I've kept with me my entire life. But first, you know, I've been in the business of entertaining since I was a kid. Just loved making people laugh. I mean, that is the first thing I can remember growing up. People around me laughing and me wanting more of it. Now that I have kids myself, I see it in them as well. My little daughter will do things because she knows it makes us laugh. She is truly an entertainer. And you can see that in middle school and then in high school, I joined our school's television production programs. In college, I graduated with a dual major in communications, film production, theater. It was a lot of work. I went to the University of Miami. They require you to double major, so you have to have two majors when you graduate. And they do that because when majoring in communications, it is not the most stable of careers. So, of course, they want you to take a business. They want you to do something else. I chose theater because it wasn't smart at the time, because both are pretty unstable as far as a career goes. I started working outside of college when I was in school and then eventually moved to Los Angeles when I was 20 after graduating. I've been part of nearly every aspect of filmmaking, television production, digital content, directing, writing, editing, stand-up, acting, marketing. I've even been in Super Bowl commercials, which is kind of cool when you think about it. That has become such a big thing, a big deal to be in a Super Bowl commercial, but that's how I made my living. That said, I've come across a lot of celebrities, and I have some fun stories. Now, this podcast will be dedicated to telling those tales. So that brings us to our first, Matthew Perry. August 19th, 1969, Mr. Perry was born. He's currently 50 years old, the big 5-0. Born in Williamstown, Massachusetts. His parents divorced before he was one, so he didn't know a life with two married parents that were his. His dad was an American, mom was from Canada, so he ended up going with his mom and was raised in Ottawa, Canada. He moved to Los Angeles when he was 15 to pursue acting, studied improv while in high school. He got role after role as bit players on shows, smaller roles, would get the occasional bigger role on television, but the shows just wouldn't last. His big break came when he earned the role on a television pilot called Six of One. That was his big break. Six of One was later renamed Friends. And that became what he is best known for today in Friends as Chandler Bing. It went on to be one of the most popular and successful sitcoms of all time. Perry appeared in films as well as played dramatic roles over his career, but his bread and butter has always been on TV as a comedic actor. Now, here's where it gets a little sad. According to his IMDb, Matthew Perry hasn't worked as an actor since 2017. That's where my heart breaks and leads me to my story. First, some of my thoughts about this man. When did I first hear about Matthew Perry? I mean, it was the time Friends was out. It wasn't season one, maybe a season two or three. I was still in high school, and I connected with a television character because that's what we do. We watch movies, we watch television, we watch reality shows. Who am I in this? That's what we ask ourselves. And I always related to Chandler Bing, who we find out is pretty similar to the personality of Matthew Perry. I absolutely loved Chandler. Somebody I completely connected to. And that's, of course, why Friends was so popular, was you could connect to any one of those characters. Everybody had a character. Chandler was mine. So I was living out in Los Angeles for a little bit of time, and somehow I was able to get an agent through a college buddy I found out lived out there who was working at an agency called APA. APA agency. And through him, he got me a commercial agent who was an incredible agency. They brought me in, they talked to me, they sent me out on auditions. But the way the world works is if you start going out on auditions and you don't book anything, you stop going out on auditions. And fortunately, I started booking fairly quickly. And that's a story for another time of how that came and how those bookings happen, how I studied the audition process over actually being an actor, because that's what really gets you the role, for another time. So through my commercial bookings, one on top of another, the commercial agent led me to a manager. I was on a show, a reality show, to win an agent. I won an agent. It was a little odd show, but it worked out for me because I started going out on actual roles. And one of the roles I auditioned for was a character on a pilot called Studio 60 on the Sunset Strip. And it was the first pilot I had read because I had the opportunity to read all the pilots that were out for the season. And the first pilot I read was this, and it was sensational. I didn't know who Aaron Sorkin was. I didn't know he was connected to West Wing. I didn't know any of that. But man, this was good. And I auditioned for the role. I paid my acting coach a lot of money just to coach me on this. I actually don't think I ever paid him. I left his house and he was like, yeah, don't worry about it. I mean, I was young. I was green. Green being when you are just new to something and you do all of the mistakes. And I swore I wasn't green. And then looking back, of course, I was green. I was called to audition for the role of Tom Jeter. So I go out on this role, and right before, I find out Matthew Perry is playing the lead. The great Matthew Perry. That was always a dream of mine, to work with him. I thought he was so incredible.
I thought I did a pretty good job. They were very complimentary to my representation. They reported back that I was really good and whatnot. Well, it's around this time that I'm driving with a couple of friends, and I'm in the back seat of an SUV. Got a friend driving, got somebody in the passenger seat, and I'm sitting behind the passenger seat. And we're driving in Hollywood down the Sunset Strip, all right? And I turn to my right as we're driving, and there he is, the man, Matthew Perry, in his car, top down, hair flowing. I recall him wearing glasses when he was driving, but later I'd find out he wasn't wearing glasses. But I mean, that's the image you have of Matthew Perry, cool Matthew Perry. And while we're going, I roll down my window. We're going, 30 miles an hour. And I scream, dude, you're Matthew Perry. And he turns back and he says, I know. And for a moment, that was it. I was enamored. That was one of the first celebrities I saw that I actually cared about, that I thought was cool. I connected to him, to his character. And lo and behold, we get to a stoplight, and it just worked out where Matthew Perry, top down and all, had pulled up next to us. My window's still down. I still have probably the stupidest look on my face. And I said, now's your chance, man. Just say it. What do you got to lose? And we were really close together because the roads are really close. And I said, hey, I am such a big fan. You are just awesome. And he said, thanks, I really appreciate it. Where are you guys going? I said, I think we're going back to his house. And I pointed to the guy driving. And he goes, well, follow me. Let's go have some fun. And I was like, what? He's like, yeah, follow me. Green light, he goes, and we're driving. And I told my friend, I said, hey, we gotta follow him. You heard him. Matthew Perry just said, follow him. When Matthew Perry tells you to follow him, you follow him wherever he goes. You don't turn left. You go right with Matthew Perry. But my friend was jet set on getting home. It was late. He's like, I'm going home, man. And I was like, what are you doing? This is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. The dude has invited us out to hang out with this guy. He goes, well, where are we going? I said, I don't know. I don't care. Follow Matthew Perry's Mercedes. I think it was a Mercedes. I said, follow his car, though. So we get to another light. My friend's now turning left. All right, we're heading on the 101. So if you know the Hollywood area, it's right at the end where it's like Hollywood and Vine. And he's turning left and Matthew Perry's in the right lane. And I'm sitting there going, how are we missing out on what could be one of the most spectacular adventures of all time? So we're at a light and I got out of the car in the middle of traffic. I don't care. It's Matthew Perry. And I had to dodge a couple cars and I'm running toward his car and he turns back and he looks at me. He goes, "What the hell are you doing?" I said, "To follow me." I said, "Well, my idiot friends, they want to go home. They don't want to follow you." I said, "Where are you going? I'll catch a cab." He goes, "Oh, man." He goes, "Are you going to kill me?" I said, "What?" I said, "No." He goes, "All right, get in." And so I go around his car. I go to open the car door and it's locked. And I look at him and he goes, "Just kidding." And I was like, "What?" And he goes, "Just kidding again." And he unlocked the door, opened the car, and now there I am sitting in with Matthew Perry. I don't remember the bar we went to. It was like everything's like a bar club. Every bar in Hollywood has a dance floor of some sort, at least the ones I went to. And we pull up to our destination, and he gets out. And within seconds, the valet guy is sitting in the car. And like an idiot, I'm still in the car. And he goes, "Let's go." So, of course, I get out and I turn and the valet guy drives like 10 feet and then leaves the car there, right? So I'm walking in with Matthew Perry. We walk right in past the big bouncer guy and he had a section for himself. And there's people there already, people he knew. And, you know, I approach and he didn't even know my name at this point. So as I'm introducing myself to everybody, they're like, "Well, who are you?" And Matthew goes, "Well, Matthew, like we're on a first name basis. I just picked him up on the street." And they all laugh because it's like, Matthew Perry, you know, is he joking? Is he for real? So I said, "Yeah, you know, I'm cousin Sean. I'm Matt's cousin." So we sit down and everybody's talking, you know, there's random people, no other celebrities. I don't know who any of these people are at the time. I'm sure they're famous. I just didn't know. I was fresh to LA. And so I don't remember if they were famous. They could have been big names, but they start ordering. You know, a waiter comes over and, you know, it's a little loud. I can't really hear. So one of the girls orders a drink and I said, "Yeah, I'll have the same," not knowing, which is, by the way, the most dangerous thing to do. Is just say, "I'll have the same," when you don't know what that person has ordered. So they bring me out my drink, which was a Malibu pineapple. And I've got to say, it was quite damn delicious. So as the night goes on, Matthew Perry and I are going back and forth, being incredibly witty with all of the people that were there. In fact, I remember one of the guys said, "Oh yeah, of course, you must be a Perry." And I was like, "Different last name." Because we were going along with the fact that I was his cousin. And I think the coolest part was that as we're going back and forth with each other, we have everybody laughing. Clearly, they're laughing because of him and not me. But for moments, it felt like I was somebody I wasn't. I was fresh to LA, yet it seemed as if I was this major star, which quickly dissipated the moment I left there. But for those moments, it was just incredible. Now, outside of that as well, of course, you know, you have the small talk with everybody else. One of the things I did, because I thought that's what you do, is you tell people you're like networking, like, "Hey, I'm an actor," because I didn't realize everybody is an actor in Los Angeles. But I mean, I was there hanging out with Matthew Perry, going back and forth with Matthew Perry. My one regret is that I don't remember who these people were. I didn't write down names because who knows? I just, in the back of my head, I've always thought there must have been another celebrity who wasn't big at the time, but ended up being huge that was just sitting there. So anyway, so the night wraps up and now we head outside. He turns to me like waiting for me to ask to get a ride home, which of course I'm not going to. And I said, I'm getting a cab. This was well before the Uber days and the ride share and whatnot. I said, "I live far. I'm getting a cab. Thanks for an awesome night." And he goes, "You too." And I said, "Look." And I don't know what gave me the courage to say this. Maybe it was the Malibu pineapple. I said, "I'm going to work my ass off here. And I'm going to work so hard that one day you and I are doing what we did in there on television." Now, I said that to him because I tried to play that cool foreshadowing Hollywood game that I say, "I'm going to work with you," and then somehow I magically get this role on this pilot and I show up. And he points and he goes, "Hey, it's Malibu Pineapple." So that was playing in my head. I still think at that point he had no idea who I was, what my name was. And he turned to me and he said, "Perhaps, my friend." And then we went our separate ways. And I'm patiently waiting for the call for Studio 60. Would this be the unbelievable story of a no one who ends up getting a huge role on his first audition in Los Angeles? No, I didn't get the call. It went to a little more well-known actor named Nate Cordry. He is the brother of Rob Cordry, but it could have been this epic story. The show ended up lasting 22 episodes and then it was canceled. I thought it was an amazing show, but I guess nobody cares as much about the behind the scenes of a sketch comedy show on late night television. Of course, in the role, Matthew Perry is at his Matthew Perriest. He is incredible. It is drama meets comedy. It is awesome. Hence, him not working since 2017 just sucks. I mean, obviously, my dream goes away at that point of working with him on television. More importantly, we miss out on his genius. He's so good. Now, that story has stuck with me for years. I don't tell it very often. However, it has had such a massive effect on my life. And I constantly remember the story. Because if you know me, you know that when we go out, if we're at a bar or we're getting a drink and they ask me what I want, I will always say Malibu pineapple. And it's for two reasons. One, it brings me back to that night, one of the best nights of my life. And two, Malibu pineapple is quite damn delicious. True story. Until next time, thanks for listening.